This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's time now for us to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Lombardi. He is the North Carolina football general manager. He also wants to promote his book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. It's now in paperback. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, it's good to be back. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So tell us about what's been building down there in Chapel Hill. You're less than a month until the opener with TCU coming to town. We know there's a lot of buzz around the program at this point. Tell us how you've assimilated to life in Chapel Hill at this point.
You know, it's been a blast. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been good. I mean, it's no different than really working in the NFL. It's, you know, you have to team build. We have a salary cap. We have to allocate dollars to the players because of the wonderful, you know, the players are going to get paid. And so it's been great. And working with Coach Belichick again is always fun for me and the coaching staff. So we're having a really good time. And, you know, we're just trying to build something here in the program that can sustain itself for a long period. This is a wonderful university.
How did that come about, you taking this job? Did Bill come, once he was hired, did he come to you and say, hey, I want you to run the program? Did you reach out to him? Did you second guess the decision based on the fact that these are college kids, you know, you're not dealing with professionals, although they're getting, some of them are getting paid like professionals, but how'd that come about?
Well, we were doing a podcast together last year, so we saw each other all the time, you know, twice a week and at NFL Films. So we had a lot of conversations. And then through those conversations about, you know, there certainly always was job openings going to occur in the National Football League. And we would talk about, you know, the positives and negatives of those. And the conversation kind of went to college. And really, we both agreed college is no different than the pro right now. I mean, there's obviously challenges in terms of recruiting, but the beautiful thing about college is, you know, if you don't draft a guy that you want in the second round and, you know, a team picks them three picks before you pick, you know, sometimes you're messed up. I mean, you're never as fortunate as the Ravens, which I wrote about in my book, Football Done Right. I mean, Ozzie's sitting there waiting for Napoleon Harris, and we pick them at the Raiders, and they don't know who to pick, and they're going back and forth. They use up almost all the time, and they turned in a card for Ed Reed. And if you go back and read any of the headlines from that time, Ed Reed was viewed as a horrible pick. So, you know, you get lucky, you know, and Ozzie made a great pick. But in college football, if I don't get a four-star tight end and I have to go to the next one, there's another one coming down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you make that? How do you make that call? What makes, you know, when you have a bunch of kids that are kind of similarly rated? How do you decide which ones to go with and which ones to pass on? Is it just kind of like the first one that's willing to commit?
No, I think you have to have an order, right? It's no different than an NFL draft board. You don't take somebody who you're going to pick in the seventh ahead of somebody you would pick in the first, right? So you have to kind of play it on, and the kids kind of know it too. I think one of the things you see in this is you see a lot of kids that commit and then they change their commitment. Well, what the kids are doing is holding on to a commitment. They want to make sure they have a place to go.
Right.
And so they make a commitment, and then the recruiting really doesn't stop. People are still recruiting your players and you're recruiting other teams' players. The commitment is almost like a holding pattern. So you just go on to the next one, but I think you have to have an order, and that's why you have to have a pro system. You have to have a grading system. That's what we have here at University of North Carolina, just like I wrote about in my first book. If you don't have a grading system, you'll never build the kind of team you want.
Mike, I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm just kind of looking at a depth chart here online on Our Lads, and I'm sure your depth chart's different than what they have here. They don't know your program like you do, but it looks like you got about 35 or 40 transfers. Is that pretty accurate? And if it is, man, how did you get that done? And when did that start?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it started when we got here on December 12th, and that was when the portal was open, but we actually have 70 new players. We missed the first window of recruiting. Mac Brown's recruiting class before he left was signed the first part of December, so we inherited those players. And then we started out embarking on signing players into the cap era. Once we got here in December, and that lasted through till the middle of January. And then the spring portal really is where we did most of our adjustments to our roster, because we felt like, you know, when we got here, we were just trying to collect players. And in the spring portal, which was in April, we were able to team build at that point. So we were able to rebuild the offensive and defensive lines and structure the team in the way that we view how you have to win in college football, which is the same way you have to win in pro football, which is you've got to have a quarterback that can make plays, and you have to have good offensive and defensive linemen. And hopefully in our spring portal, we accomplish that.
Tell me about Gio Lopez, who I don't know much about. I know he was at South Alabama before he came in. Is he number one on your depth chart right now? Is he going to be your starter?
Well, he's competing for the job, but Gio was very good at South Alabama, playing for Major Applewhite. You know, he did not enter the winter portal. He had a lot of teams that were trying to see if they could get him into the winter portal. He did not go in. He's a kid from North Alabama who is – will remind you, and I'm going to date myself here, but he reminds you a lot of Steve Young, left-handed, can really run. has great rhythm, great touch to the football, and he's got dynamic leadership skills, which is something that we desperately needed here at North Carolina. Part of building a culture, part of putting a team in place, is you got to have players that adhere to the culture, that adhere to what you want to accomplish. And that's what I wrote about in Gridiron Genius, and I think Gio does all those things. He's got really good arm strength, and he can run with the football well, so he can have that college element where you get a second play off of a bad play. And we're excited to work with him.
Mike, is it weird to you when you look at the ACC? Now, this is not the ACC that we grew up with. This is 18 teams. Some of the newest teams include Cal, Stanford, SMU. What's that changing landscape like with all these mega conferences with the ACC now expanding to 18 teams?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I learned being in the National Football League, especially when I was in Cleveland, you know, we were so obsessed with beating the Broncos and the great John Elway that we kind of lost our way a little bit. And I think when I would also look back, you know, back when the NFC East was dominating Washington, New York, Dallas, and Philly, they would go to Denver and just easily beat the Broncos. I mean, look at the Broncos in the Super Bowls, how they struggled to win with Dan Reeves' Super Bowl. It's one of the reasons why Dan Reeves, who is one of the few men in the world that has 200 wins counting playoffs, can't get into the Hall of Fame. Mm. It's a tragedy. I mean, Marty Schottenheimer is one of nine coaches in the National Football League, one of nine. Of over 550 head coaches who have called themselves head coaches who can't get into the Hall of Fame because he didn't win a Super Bowl, because he never got to a Super Bowl. But he's one man who's won 200 games in his life. Mm-hmm. That's a rare thing to do. And so when I was in Denver, when I was in Cleveland, we were so preoccupied with trying to beat Denver that if we would have tried to beat Washington or tried to beat Philly or tried to beat Dallas or New York, we would have easily beaten Denver because they had no problem. So I think instead of focusing on the conference, I think what you have to do is focus on what does it take to win in any conference, mm-hmm. and try to build your team that way.
All right, let's switch to the NFL here. Just kind of give me your thoughts on, you know, McLaurin obviously has been a huge topic
here. Well,
they're
all stories. I mean, this is the season of hold-ins. The system was built so that we didn't have holdouts, and the players found a way, along with the clubs agreeing, to allow players to hold in, you know, so they get away from the fines. But it's all just tactical. I mean, everybody demands to be traded. Everybody wants to get traded. And yet everybody, it's all about contracts and negotiations. And the one thing about the National Football League, different than college football, is the NFL shares all their player contract information. So you have a way. The debate that's going on out in Ashburn is not do they want to pay McLaurin, is where does McLaurin think he ranks compared to Ja'Marr Chase and some of the other receivers? And how much of the guaranteed money is he willing to take and not willing to take? I think there lies the debate. Is what, again, it comes back to what's the grade on the player. You know, if Chase got X and T. Higgins got Y, then what am I worth? And you have to kind of put that, and that's the conversation. To characterize this as not being close would be ridiculous. I mean, Washington knows what the market is, and so do the agents. And so they're trying to get as much as they can. It's just all – it's the summer season of posturing.
Yeah, just part of the business. Same with Micah Parsons, right?
Well, it is, and the media, you know, takes bait on it all the time. You know, well, what did you see the other day? Micah Parsons wants to get traded. Seriously,
right?
I could have predicted that back in February.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, it's just part of the. You know, just go to playbook 101 on contract negotiations. Demand to be traded if you don't get what you want. Well, I mean, you're not going to get traded. You know, that's the system that you're in.
Well, can you kind of handicap the NFC East? Where do the Skins / Commanders fit in? What do you expect from Jaden?
I would say we go back to their name. I really do. I mean, I grew up a Redskin fan. They're going to go back at RFK Stadium. I mean, everybody seems to want it except for I don't know who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But that helmet's still one of the greatest helmets of all time in the National Football League. Look, everybody's more worried. I wrote about George Preston Marshall. I mean, we took away the name, the Redskins, and we keep George Preston Marshall, who clearly, if you study history of the NFL, which I wrote about in this book, Football Done Right, he set football back tremendously because of his inability to want to have racial equality within the National Football League. Mm-hmm. And he's still in the Hall of Fame. Nobody's kicked him out of the Hall of Fame. And it's proven. I mean, he was the last team to get a black player, Bobby Mitchell, on the team. Mm-hmm. And yet he's still involved in the Washington folklore, which to me is a bigger injustice, especially considering that everybody wants to have the name back.
But handicap the NFC East, can you? I know you're locked in on college.
I think Philly obviously is still going to be the team to beat. You know, they do a good job of adjusting to their season. I thought last year Howie did a wonderful job of addressing what his team needs were and fixing them. But look, I mean, Jaden Daniels has done an incredible job of what he did with Washington. It's, you know, the hardest thing to do in any sport is to go from good to great, right? Everybody can get to good. It's that next level. And typically you need to have everybody buy in and go from there. I mean, it all comes down to quarterbacking play, right? I mean, Washington has got a great one. Jalen Hurts with Barkley allows him. Now, injury will play a huge factor. But, you know, Washington, I mean, New York with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, I mean, that's going to be an interesting team to watch because those two players have not been exactly lighting it up at quarterback position in the recent years.
Just the last question on Terry. I know you got to run, too. At the end of the day, it doesn't seem like he has much leverage, right? He's not going to miss games and cost them all money. It's just like career suicide.
Well,
so
that's why he's holding in. That's why he's holding. He doesn't want to lose money.
So what do you see at the end scenario? You know, I mean, are the Skins going to budge?
No, he'll make a deal. They'll make a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At some point, you know, fear does the work of reason. You know, if I fear I'm going to lose a check, I'm more reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll happen. All right.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the time. Check out
book. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Mike.
His book in paperback now, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. That was Mike Lombardi. He is the general manager of the UNC football program. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. He will entertain the masses.
I got you.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.